Now these are tense forms, or word patterns, really. The way they're framed is, right now I see you, and yesterday, of course, I saw you.
I saw you. I have seen you many times.
And we go to church, and we went to church last Sunday.
And we have gone to church.
We have gone to church. Sing, you would say, has that song ever been
sung?
And
before.
Then you might say, I what that song is.
Died in his room.
yesterday, I what that song.
I sang the
song.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
marked?
If we were talking about buying groceries, suppose you sent me.
Have they been delivered?
Okay.
We don't have grocery delivery anymore. We used to, but we don't.
Have the groceries been, would you say?
Okay. Dad's in his room, Ho.
No, he's not.
Would you say bought, or?
They have been bought.
Do you use the alternate term?
Or did you buy, or have you bought?
Have you ever used bought?
No.
People here do not.
And no, that isn't one of their common mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, in some areas, well-educated people will say bought, because historically there is a good reason for it. So, but I was just curious whether in this area.
Very seldom they use. Now I tell you, they speak of store-bought clothes.
Store-bought clothes.
Oh, he's all dolled up. He's got on his store-bought suit.
And they say this very easily. I
mean, no strain at all.
Very good. If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been what already?
Peeled? We would say peeled. We wouldn't say pared, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, eating and have they been
eaten?
Eaten.
Have they all been eaten up?
I might answer yes, I what yesterday?
I ate an apple yesterday.
In this area, do they ever use et?
Oh, yes.
It's, do you regard it?
They got hungry, but they ate before they, they can wait for the, big dinner you're going to serve, because they ate before they left home. Et is quite a common
pretty standard
corruption. It's almost a standard corruption.
Mm-hmm. It is in England, you know. The even nobility will say et as a standard past tense. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you drink?
I would say, have you drunk?
Have you drunk? And I might answer.
But so many people would say, have you drank?
Uh-huh.
Because the word drunk to them doesn't mean.
That's
it
right.
Means.
And they try to avoid it. if we were talking, and I might have answered, yes, I what?
I have drunk.
I have drunk, and a few minutes ago
I drank.
If we're talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been?
Well, I would say climbed, but so many people would say, has it been clumb?
Has it been clumb.